that you're responsible for? Who gets the highest pay increase? It's not the unfaithful person. They may get 2%, but the faithful person gets 5%, 10%, 20%. Why? You're not being mean. You're not being unfair. You're just judging them based on their faithfulness, their performance. And God looks at our faithfulness, and it's attractive to Him. He sees it. So why am I saying that? I'm saying this so that you will not get discouraged by what you are doing.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, keep on working.
Keep on working.
Keep on working. Keep on doing what is right.
Amen.
Because God sees it. Too many times we get frustrated and discouraged because we think that God doesn't see it. God sees everything. He sees everything. He saw when you picked up that person and nobody knows about it, and you went out of your way to pick them up. And you had about that much gas in your tank. And you were praying the whole way. Lord, don't let this car run out of gas. But I know she needs to get to church, and I'm going to pick her up. I'm going to pick him up. You know, and God allowed you to get. God sees it all. Nothing passes God. So God sees that. Okay, go to verse 12 and 13. Go to verse 12 and 13. Now we're going to get into the real meat of this text. It says this. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. Now remember now, she's a faithful woman who's got the gift of helps. She's got the right spirit. I told you now, it's attractive to God. Now, nowhere in the text, and I'm going to give you some, nowhere in the text did I read that this woman has asked for anything. Okay, let's keep reading. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite woman. When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? He says, can I speak on your behalf to the king? Or to the commander. In other words, can I put in a good word for you? Because, you know, all of us want somebody to, you know, put in a good word. When you go in there, tell them about me, you know. Because, I need some brownie points here. Because, you know, I need a little pay raise. Because, you know, just tell them I'm doing a little something, you know. Put in a word to the man, to the woman. You know, let them know, you know, that I'm over here and I'm doing my thing. You know, he said, so can we do that? In other words, can we do anything for you? Now, my point is, here's point three. God knows your desire even if you don't articulate it. Now, that doesn't make sense right now from verse, based on the text that I'm reading, but just put your finger right there, and we're going to go back there, and it's going to make sense in a minute. But remember now, they brought her in and asked her, is it anything we can do for you? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. That's her response. Can I tell you, in my terminology, I'm good. I don't need nothing. I ain't looking for no repayment. I'm just doing that because the love of God is in my heart. I'm just being faithful. I don't need anything. But remember now, my point is, God knows your desire even if you don't articulate it. Okay? Now, you're going to understand the second point in a minute. But notice in the text in verse 13, this is what I want you to see now. Elijah commends the Shunammite woman for her hospitality, her care of him, and of his servant. Elijah says to her, look, you have been concerned for us. Then Elijah asks her, is there something we can do? And remember now, the woman replies back, I dwell among my own people. I don't need anything. So here's what we see. We see the Shunammite woman's response. But we will discover in a minute there was something she desired that only her and God knew she wanted, even though she didn't articulate it.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh, where you going, Pastor? I'm going somewhere with this now. Here's the good part. The text lets us in on what her heart's desire was, even though she did not articulate it. It was like somebody said, what do you want? I don't need anything. But you know deep down inside there's something, but for whatever reason you don't articulate it. Can I tell you there's nothing hidden from God?
Yes.
If everything that you won't articulate, God already knows you want it.
Yes.
And the good thing about it is, if you've been real good and you've been faithful, God wants to give it to you.
Amen.
Now notice the text. Because God shows up to this woman's house. She didn't request an audience with God. God requested an audience with her. The text lets us in on it. Her heart's desire. Look at verse 14. Oh, man. Is anybody getting anything from this? It says this. So he said, what then is to be done for her? Now, you got to pick. This is how it plays out. Elijah first asked the Shunammite woman to come. She comes. She stands in the doorway. He says, is there anything we can do for you? She says, no, I dwell among my people. Okay. Now, if that was me, I would have thought it's over. Okay, I tried to help you. You say you ain't want nothing. I'm good. You good. Okay, everybody good. Everybody good. Okay. But he couldn't let it go. And I believe because God knew something that Elijah and Jehazi did not know. So they went back and kept dialoguing. And so Elijah then talks back to Jehazi. And he says, what can be done? And I would have been in the corner saying, why y'all tripping over that? She already said she ain't want nothing. Come on, most of us would have said that. You know, it's good. We good. Why you tripping? But when God wants to bless somebody, on God, he will call somebody to be uneased that needs to bless you. So they couldn't be at peace. They went back and kept on talking about the woman that said she didn't desire anything. So they said, okay. What can we do for this woman? Because I'm just using my little liberty. I believe they're saying, I know God wants to do something for her. Then I think and I believe that Jehazi answered by revelation. And he said this by revelation. Actually, she has no son and her husband is old. So. You know what that means? She desired something, but she would not articulate it. She wanted a child, but she would not articulate it. Why do I say that? Because there's no way that God would have had Elijah to ask his servant what can be done. And the servant responds now. Why didn't the servant say it initially? Because the Holy Ghost hadn't revealed it to him. But when they went back, the Holy Ghost revealed it to him and say, she has no son. And her husband is old. Man, it is so much in that text just right there. She has no son and her husband is old. In other words, she has a desire that she will not articulate. And notice now, her husband is old. So now we know this woman has a desire that she won't articulate. And I'm talking to some of you. There are desires that you have that you won't articulate. Why? Because you're looking at your natural circumstances. Well, let's go a little bit deeper. I'm going to get there. Because all of these points are running together. Let's get there. Okay. So notice now, her husband is old. Didn't say she was old. Said her husband was old. Which to me suggests that she was still of age to bring forth a child. But her husband was old, suggests that he could have had some physical limitations. And brothers, keep looking straight. I know we think we can still run in there like Superman and, you know, fly from the rafters. But there comes a time when you get a little older, and I'm going to just keep looking straight, that you can only think about running in now. You can't do that. Come on, somebody. You know, now, brothers, I'm just going to keep it real. You know, there are just some things that you wish you could do, but you can't do right now. Or you can't do it the same way. And we'll leave it right there. So he has some physical limitations because he was old. Age got a way of creeping up on you, and regardless of what you think, age can slow you down a little bit. Come on, somebody. You know, I can still do some things I used to do, but I can't do it as fast. And then there are some things that I think I could, and I tried it only to find myself injured again. So I had to learn how to just, you know what? I love to do it, but I'm not going to risk that any longer. Because when you get injured at my age, you can't just recover in 2 days like I used to at 28. At 58, it takes 2 weeks. Come on, somebody. And the truth be told, sometimes it takes 30 days plus. dependent on the injury. So I'm learning to be very careful. So sometimes when you get older, it puts some limitations and restrictions on you. And it says a husband is old. He was old. Okay? So that brings me to my fourth point here. Here's the fourth point. Don't let your reality kill your expectation. Because remember now, there's a desire. She wants a child, but she does not express it. Why? Because she's looking at her reality. Amen. She's looking at what she knows and what she sees daily. Amen. And the beauty about this woman is she's so gracious until she won't even articulate it because she doesn't want to put her husband on Front Street. She said, he's a great provider and he does everything for me. And even if he can't do that part, I'm okay. So she has accepted the limitation. But I'm here to tell you, I want you to take the limitations off of God. We may have limitations, but God doesn't have a limitation. So if you take the limitations off of God, the very desire can be yours.
Amen. Go ahead.
And I thank God for her attitude towards her husband and covering him so she didn't articulate it. Because if she would have said, I want a child, but my husband is too old,
Amen.
It probably wouldn't have fared good with her. But she did not say a word. And God knew her very heart's desire. Now, but she has allowed what her reality looks like to kill her expectation. She can no longer hope that she can have a child. Because when you see something that's before you day in and day out, it's got a way of diminishing your faith if you're not careful. That's why you got to keep yourself encouraged and keep speaking truth and life to you. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And if you see your reality, you can't agree with your reality. You got to agree with what God's word says. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed and highly favored. Come on, somebody. Yes. Yes, yes. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches. You got to speak life to yourself in the face of your reality.
Amen.
Because if you don't, you will lose at your expectation. You will no longer expect that God can do anything. And now you discount the power of God in your life. So don't let your reality kill your expectation. And in essence, she allowed her reality, what she knew, what she saw, to kill her. And she just accepted her situation. And she didn't believe that it could change. And that's why you got to hold on to the power of God's word and understand that God is omnipotent.
Yes,
that there's nothing that he can't change. I don't care how long.
Hallelujah.
How long? 38 years.
Amen.
He's been going to the pool of Bethesda. But when God showed up, he changed his life around. Blind Bartimaeus, I don't know how long he was, but when Jesus showed up, he could see again. Come on, somebody. What is it that God can't do in your life? Don't let your reality kill your expectation. Look at your neighbor and say, expect him to do it. Yeah, expect him to do it. Expect him to do it. If he said it, he has the ability to do it. If he spoke it, he can bring it to pass. But you know what? Here's the beauty. Here's the beauty. Because I know we preach, you know, if God doesn't see faith there. But this woman wasn't speaking the kind of faith that we would think would allow God to bless her. But in spite of the Shunammite woman's lack of expectation or lack of expectation, it doesn't change what God's purpose is for her life.
Amen.
God has purpose for her to have a child. Now, let me drop another one on you. You know she wanted a child. Why do I say that? Because when Elijah brought her back, here's the second thing that you didn't get. The first time he brought, he asked her what she wanted. The next time he brought her back, he said, this is what God is going to do.
Go ahead, amen.
It's in the text. It's in the text. Look at verse 15. So he said, call her. I'm going to infer a little word. Call her again. That ain't in the text, but I'm just using that word. Call her again. And when he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time, he didn't ask her what you want. It would have thought to me, he would have asked her, I'm asking you again, what can I do for you? He didn't even ask. He said, about this time. And here's the other thing I want you to get. Throughout the text, she said, I don't need anything. But when he said that, not one time do you hear this woman say, I don't want a baby. Because women, y'all know, if you don't want a baby, you'll say, Pastor, don't pray that on me. I don't want no babies right now. You know? But this woman didn't deny it. Okay, you don't believe? Let's read the text. Verse 16 said, then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. About this time next year, in the next 9 months, you're going to embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, here it is, man of God, do not lie to your servant. You look that up. What she's saying is, don't deceive me. Can I use my hood terminology? Don't play me. Don't play me. Don't play me, man of God. No. Don't get my hopes up. Don't you understand? I want this, but I got some limitations on the other side. You know, the one I walk with, the one I love, the one that covers me. He can't do that. He can't produce seed. Don't you know he's old? She said, don't play me. And she based her response on her reality. But God does not take in consideration your reality when he speaks a rhema word over your life. He doesn't take in consideration that you don't have a degree. You grew up in the hood. Come on, somebody. You're black, you're white, you're blue, you're brown. He doesn't take that in consideration. God just speaks his word. And he has the power to bring it to pass. Oh God, I'm loving this. I'm jumping out of my shoes because I'm seeing that if we can just believe God, God has the ability to bring it to pass. And so her problem is she has no expectation. She doesn't believe it can happen because she's allowed her reality to dictate what God can do. And you know what? I'm so glad that God can speak right in your reality. Every person that's in here, whatever your reality is, God can speak right in your reality and tell you that you're going to be blessed. But Pastor, you don't know. I come from a dysfunctional home. You know, my mama's on drugs. My daddy, you know, he's in prison. And you don't know. You telling me I'm going to be a blessed man. You telling me I'm going to be the first one to graduate, in my family. How could that be? You don't understand. I only had no money. You talking about you're going to be. I'm telling you, God doesn't take in consideration your reality because he's all powerful. This is what I want you to get. That's why I'm driving home this point that you got to keep on expecting. Because it's not based on your reality. It's not based on who you know or who you do not know. It is based on God's sovereign will for your life. And if God says, I want to bless you, he can bless you. But you don't know, Pastor, I'm 100 people behind the line. I don't care if God says you next, he'll skip every person and bring you up to the front. I can't get no help in this sanctified church. Tell your neighbor, expect it. And no. He said, man of God, don't do this to me. Don't get my hopes up. You ever use that terminology? Don't get my hopes up. Don't do this. Do you really mean what you say? How many of you know when God speaks, God doesn't play? When God gives you a word, he ain't playing. He means what he says. Let's see what happened. Now, the prophet said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. In other words, you're going to be holding a son in your arms next year. Let's see what happens. Go to verse 17 and we're closing out. Here's what verse 17 says. But the woman, let me read that again. But the woman, we are talking about the Shulamite woman, right? But the woman, what? Let's stop right there. Comma. It's a comma. She conceived. Before she can bring forth, she's got to conceive. In other words, the woman was impregnated.
But my husband's got physical limitations. My husband is old. He cannot produce seed any longer. He does not have the ability any longer. You don't understand. I come from this place. I can't do that. You don't understand. I'm not the most articulate. I'm not the most educated. But her, but the woman conceived. But the woman conceived. I'm telling you, I don't care what your excuse is. I don't care what your limitations look like. You can still conceive. Amen. If yes. God speaks a word over your life. Yes. Yes. But the woman conceived. She was first impregnated by a man that wasn't supposed to be able to impregnate her, her husband. And here's the beauty, comma, which means we still got more to go. Comma, and, somebody say and, bore a son. In other words, she was impregnated and carried that son, that seed in her womb. And remember, the prophet said, you're going to embrace a son. Yes. Amen. So it wasn't a girl, it was a boy. I'm not talking about women. Don't y'all, you know, don't y'all take that wrong now. I'm just using the text here. You know, it could have been a woman, but, you know, he said a son. Okay. I'm just making that clear because, you know, in this culture we live in now, you know, it'd be, it'd be like, what you mean? What you mean? Okay. Bored a son. In other words, she brought forth a son. She brought forth a child. At the appointed time. What time was it? It was the appointed time. In other words, at God's time, it happened. Yes. Can I tell some of you? God's got an appointed time to bless you. Amen. Sometimes he may tell you, sometimes, most of the time he doesn't. But he has an appointed time in his mouth. God is not sitting back there saying, I haven't figured out exactly when I'm going to release this to you. Okay, when I figure it out, I'll release it. I'm not sure. Once God speaks, God already knows when he's going to do it.
Amen, amen.
At the appointed time, the blessing came.
Amen.
Let me wrap it up with this. The reason why you can expect what God said is because once God speaks, he can never go back on his word.
Amen.
You know, some of y'all, old and young, you have said something to people only to go back on your word and say, oh, I didn't really mean that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Oh, I meant it, but I can't do it now because of circumstances. I'm telling you, God is not like man. When God speaks over your life, he can never go back on his word once it's been released out of his mouth. That's why we can expect what he's saying. Because God cannot break covenant. Or he will violate the very word that he has given us to live by. The word of faith. Let me give an example. Psalms 89 and 34 says, my covenant I will not break. Nor will I alter. Somebody say alter. Alter means to change. He says, nor will I change what has gone out of my lips. Once I speak, once I tie myself in covenant to my promise to you, I cannot go back and change it.
Amen.
And that's why we can rest on Isaiah 55 and 11 when he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void.
Amen.
In other words, my word can never come back and say, I could not fulfill what you wanted me to fulfill. He says, whenever I send my word, it has to come back job completed.
Amen. Yes.
It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the things whereto I send it. When God sends his word, I don't care what your reality, the word has to come to pass.
Yes.
Show me your hellish situation and I'll show you a word that can break through. Show me a door that's shut and I can show you a word that can open that door. Show me, come on somebody. Show me a door that's closed and I can show you a word that can open it. Show me a door that needs to be closed and I can show you a word that can close that door down.
Thank you, God.
I want everybody to stand right now.